Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Fox News, I really enjoyed the story about serial killer Brian Kohberger complaining about the bananas at the prison. The jailhouse Karen. Why is this guy still alive? Okay. 9:06 is our time. Good morning. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's a great Christmas light hanging car washing weekend. Ever since these car washes sold these monthly memberships, wash your car for as much as you want for, what, $24? You can't get close to the vacuum machines, Jimmy's, at West McCarran. Hi, folks. I'm John Potter. It's going to be a great day, and it's a great morning for a radio show. That is a trite phrase that I repeat every Saturday, and I'll add two simple and sincere things. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And, of course, in the context of this wonderful holiday weekend, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and that you arrive safely home if you're traveling and when you're shopping. Thanks for listening. And all of us here at Broadcast Central, including Radio Craig in Carson City, we're cheering for you, and we want the very best for you. The holiday season, in my book, has commenced, and I'm feeling flat-out giddy. And even better, because, listen, I work here 6 days a week. I haven't heard one, Craig. Can we promise no Las Vegas lawyer commercials, right?
I don't believe we have any of those today, yeah.
That's awesome. You may have noticed, folks, the Las Vegas lawyers have taken over our TV stations with all their money, putting our hometown bloodsuckers out of business. This is a random thought segment, by the way, but speaking of lawyer, I saw this lawyer ad just yesterday in Reno. It's a quarter of a second in Wells. I just saw it. It's a billboard. It may not be a Reno lawyer. I think it's actually a Reno insurance agent. Okay, at the corner of second in Wells, big billboard. And it shows half the billboard is the top half of this woman. And she had, I'll just say it, enormous cleavage on this this billboard. What is the thinking here? Talk about a crash causing billboard ad. Well, she's selling car insurance, so it does kind of make sense, but it's a must see this morning. We're taking your calls, and running the controls is Mr. Craig Moss in Carson City.
Good morning, John.
Las Vegas lawyers are a plague on society. Yeah. Support our local bloodsuckers. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, my Thanksgiving was fabulous. My favorite joke about lawyers or attorneys, you know what they have in common?
What?
With sperm? They have a 1 in a billion chance of becoming a human life form.
Oh, that cuts to the, that's, even I wouldn't even think that. Oh my God. Okay, so Thanksgiving. I asked a friend of mine yesterday, I said, so what did your family argue about this year, you know, at Thanksgiving? I have no story. We had no family with us, but this friend told me that their Thanksgiving dinner fight was his mother-in-law got mad at his father-in-law because the father-in-law added too much turkey stock to the gravy, and it was too thin. And then an argument broke out after the so-called family historian brought up all the issues he had with the Ken Burns American Revolution series on PBS. I had issues with it myself, But Thanksgiving dinner? The last Thanksgiving dinner I had with another family, there was like, well, I think he was about 25 years old. This young man insisted at the Thanksgiving dinner table that the moon landing was fake. And when we asked for his source, he said YouTube. And that was a few years ago, you know. And we usually go to a friend's house for Thanksgiving, but Kathy is a big football fan, and she wanted to see the games that were lined up, so we stayed home. We didn't have a turkey, so, you know, we looked around the house, and we settled on this pasta imported from Italy that she bought from gosh darn TJ Maxx, a little bag of dried Italian pasta in a ball, not straight strands like we buy it here in the USA. But this dried up ball of Italian pasta, $6.99. How does that store have such a bargain image? I don't understand. And the package said spaghetti, but it was very thick spaghetti. And it said boil for 20 minutes. It took 30. Her sauce that she made saved it. It's always outstanding. But is it just me? The more expensive store-bought pasta is, the worse it is. No, that's not our topic today. And we bought a $5.99 pumpkin pie from Costco. You've seen them, right? They're huge. And you wonder, how can Costco sell a huge pumpkin pie, which is the size of a large pizza? How can they sell that for only $5.99? And then you taste it. And then you know, it's a very thin pumpkin filling. It's almost like a refrigerated pudding, actually. And the crust is not crust. It had the consistency of a muffin. But $5.99 tastes all right. It's heavy on the sweetness. And for watching the games, we had Chex Mix. I saw it in a store, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I haven't had Chex Mix since the 1980s. I used to buy it all the time. And did your mom used to make homemade Chex Mix? Oh, my mom was, it was so good. So I bought some bags for the football games. And they used to have peanuts. They took the peanuts out some years ago. I looked it up due to allergy concerns, of course. So, you know, we all just have to add the peanuts ourselves for that sweet, nutty, savory goodness. And the Chex Mix on the shelves, they make like 18 varieties now, all without peanuts. You have to buy those separately. And we had the cheese pizza Chex Mix yesterday. Not bad. Anyway, the games were good. We were going to try a pre-cooked dinner from Raley's. I've never, you know, tried that before, but maybe we'll do it next year. I mean, should I, folks? Maybe for Christmas? Would you say that's a good idea? Which place does a good pre-cooked holiday dinner for like 4 or 6? This will sound lame, but if you have any, and here's the deal, I recognize that in some cities, they may have a local radio talk show, and it'll be focused on informing and entertaining people. I just don't get that, you know? I see this program as an opportunity to do cool things for me, to help me meet my needs, so... Yes, thank you. I appreciate you being on the team, folks. But I think at our home, we may be missing out on stuff. So if you have some favorite holiday place for food or a recipe, because, you know, I'm too lazy to read Google reviews. I'd rather sit back and have you tell me. And that's why I do this show. 884-9910. Craig, did that come off as a little bit entitled? Did it come off like I wanted it to, or do you think everybody is taking me seriously? Never take me seriously.
Yeah, never take John seriously. Never.
Okay, so it's a very big day today for the Wolfpack. The UNLV Rebels come to Mackey Stadium to face our Nevada Wolfpack, and every true Wolfpack fan gets excited about getting that Fremont Cannon, even in this very rough season for the Pack. So go silver and blue. The last time the cannon was painted blue was in 2021. But the Wolfpack won their last two games, and here is hoping for their third win in a row tonight. The game is at 6 o'clock tonight at Mackey Stadium. It's broadcast on the CBS Sports Network. What the heck is that?
Well, something won't get here.
I've never even heard of it. It's not on my $300 cable channel menu at all. And it's also going to stream on the CBS Sports website, but you need a cable login. A cable login will be required from either whatever you have, I guess, DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, UVerse, Spectrum, Verizon, Cox, Hulu, YouTube TV. You have to log in with your credentials to this website to watch the... Who else wants to go back to the TV with a dial that goes to 13 channels? You can watch via the CBS Sports app, which also requires a cable service. They got us, don't they? The game will not stream on Paramount Plus, as that service only airs games on CBS National. What? Anyway, hope you figure that out. Go Wolfpack. And that would be very awesome to see them paint the cannon blue. All right, well, I'm going to open up the phone screener, and maybe we'll have you. You're next, folks. 884-9910 is our number. I'll tell you what's on the show today. We start with Derek, of course, coming up at 9:30. We're going to be talking health, and we do take calls on that, brain health specifically, and all the great things we learn each and every Saturday with Derek Lee. That's at 9:30. Then we're going to talk about golf course stopping by. Then we're going to be talking restaurants and food. We have a chef stopping by, and a lot of open topic stuff too. It's the season. I'm happy. Hope you are too. And we'll be back in a short while on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:18.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. 9:21. We have a nice, cool, sunny day today. It is just flat out gorgeous, 38 degrees. The traffic is wonderful. I'm looking at wide open highways. Don't you wish every day was like this? I mean, we have nothing here except to tell you that the traffic signal at the intersection of Plum and Arlington is apparently not working right. So you just have to stop. And that's it. I was just talking to a new resident in Sparks. And of course, you know, we all ask, where are you from? And he said, Los Angeles. And I said, oh, culture shock. And he gave me a weary look. And he said, when you go on the 405 at 9 o'clock, by the way, in California, I don't know why, but they put the in front of the highway numbers. I've lived in a lot of places. Nobody else does that. But that's how you spot a Californian, when they say the 395, the 580. They do talk like that. But he says to me, when you go on the 405 at 9 o'clock at night, he's talking about L.A., and your car stops and sits for an hour and a half without moving an inch, you can be darn blessed that we live here in northern Nevada. He said, John, you live in a great town. It's an easy town. It's a cold town. We all know that. Believe me, I know all about it, you know, from all the winters. But he says to all of us, he's saying this to all of us, really, you should be very proud of your town, because in a lot of ways, it's really very lovely. It's easy. It's quick to get around, and you don't sit in traffic for an hour and not move an inch. Now, me, you know, if I lived in L.A., I would just live as close as possible to my workplace to avoid that. But everybody I said that to, they say that is just not possible. The young people who now do the news on our local TV, and God bless them. They're working. I respect them. I rejoice in the happiness they have learning in their first TV news jobs. I remember that thrill myself. But more than any time in our nation's history, they want to move up to those big cities and the bigger money. And it's not just here. You know, entire small towns in places like, I think it was Nebraska and Iowa, they are ceasing to exist for the first time in their multi-century history. Towns are becoming extinct in some midsection areas of the United States. And it's because more than any other time in our nation's history, our young people want to move up to the big cities and the bigger money. I think those two states, Nebraska and Iowa, I haven't heard about this lately, but I remember, do they still offer free land to outsiders to replace their natives who move out, offering free land if a newcomer moves there and builds a home? The sad thing now about our culture is that the young are not looking to run the farm or, you know, work in the little radio station like I did in Valparaiso, Indiana, reporting the corn and pork belly prices on the morning news. And I remember I didn't want to leave that town. I was in Valparaiso, Indiana for 5 years. And I remember telling my best friend there, you know, when I first got hired part-time at that local radio station, my first radio job, I said, if only I could reach the point where I'm full-time here on the morning show, I would be set. I'd be happy with that all my life. And my buddy, Dougie Fox, stopped me on our walk, and he said, no, you can't do that. There's much more for you, much more for us out of here. And I didn't quite get that at the time because, and I still have this, I had a habit of falling in love with every city I worked in. I had to be cajoled out of those jobs with the bigger offers, you know, bigger lessons and experiences I needed in life. But it's true. I loved every city and town I worked in, and I never understood people who tell me that they hated a city or a state. There is just so much to love about the USA, and I can pick any town or city and find positive things about it. Honestly, there's a good view or good scenery somewhere wherever you go. So I don't begrudge the young people on our TV news. I think Northern Nevada suffers a bit because they don't really, you know, get involved in our community. They don't join the clubs. They don't speak at the banquets. They don't get on the boards of the charities because most plan on spending maybe 2 years in Reno, and they put it on the resume and they move out for the big money. Again, I'm not attacking them personally, but they have their priorities. They have a career to grow. I moved a bit too, and I'm not holding that against them. We are not all made the same, but some of us, we think this is the greatest place ever, and we can't ever imagine leaving it. All right, so aside from the Wolfpack, the big thing, downtown Reno, the city's Holiday Lights Festival is back. It began yesterday, and it starts up again today, right? Yeah, 4 o'clock with free train rides, pictures with Santa, a craft fair, food trucks, a light tunnel, Christmas movies, and live music, all free today. And next Friday and Saturday on Virginia Street from 4 to 9 o'clock, the press release reads, "The Holiday Lights Festival has returned to downtown Reno. The heart of downtown has been transformed into a winter wonderland of lights, music, and holiday cheer." Can you detect where I'm going here? Can you? You know me? The city calls it the official start of the holiday celebration in downtown Reno. Oh, what holiday is that? Well, you know, that holiday, just holiday. The holiday word that should not be said. The city of Reno, they don't call them Christmas lights because, as you know, that That is very offensive. The press release that Channel 8 used continues. The festival will feature another tree lighting ceremony Friday, December 5th, 7 p.m. Oh, a tree. What tree would that be? Oh, just a tree. The local news outlets also wrote about the governor's crime bill that finally passed in the special session. And reading one article, it says the governor's bill cracks down on retail theft by decreasing the felony theft threshold from $1,200 to $750. In other words, you have to steal. Used to be you had to steal $1,200 worth of stuff to be charged with a felony. The governor's crime bill, and it did become law, he's about to sign it, is being dropped to $750. If you steal more than that, it becomes a felony situation. This targets the smash-and-grab crimes that damage businesses. Washoe County DA Chris Hicks said, quote, under this new law, assuming the governor signs it, you would be able to take the value of the merchandise stolen and the value of the cost it takes to fix that glass. If it exceeds $750, which is far below the current felony theft threshold, they can be prosecuted for a Category C felony. Well, the reporters leave out one big fact, and that is that the felony theft threshold was like $750 before, until Governor Sisolak, their favorite, signed the bill to raise it to $1,200. And then, of course, you know, came the rash of retail theft, like we knew would happen, right? Maybe put some real history behind the story when you write these articles, or maybe you weren't around then. I think that might be it. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News and local news from Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local, and we're also going to have Derek Lee up next, brainhealthformulas.com. Something new for your brain health, for sure, like we have every Saturday. Back in a short while. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Okay, so Derek, I'm going to ask you, what was the fight about at your Thanksgiving dinner table?
The fight was everyone was volunteering to help clean up. So everyone was jockeying to clean up for the host of Thanksgiving dinner. How's that? Because everyone wanted to help. It was the most fascinating thing.
That kind of reminds me of the Thanksgiving dinner we had at a friend's house, and it was with their family, and the hostess, everybody was trying to help, like you were saying there. Oh, can I do this? Can I do that? And offered to take the plates to the table and everything, and then pick up the plates after dinner to the sink and maybe even rinse off the dishes and everything. So everybody was offering and doing it. She go, no, 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 no. And then at the end, at the very end, she complained about how much work she had to do.
Right.
Anyway, Derek Lee, folks, the brain may not be the biggest, largest organ in the body, but it is arguably does have the biggest impact. Here he is from brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee, how are you today?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I feel excellent. It's like after I stopped drinking some time ago and I stuck to your products and I stayed away from social media. Thank you to whoever got me bounced from Facebook. After all that, and I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's like a fog has lifted. I said to myself last year after I did all that, and changed my life, I said, hey, maybe I'm not getting dementia after all. You know, back in the day, we didn't have all this knowledge about keeping your health up like we do now. And I remember when the only admonishment I got about drinking was, you have to throttle down or you're going to look like Ted Kennedy. That was it. Honestly. But here I am, thanks to my wife and Jesus And I don't know if I should put you up there, too. But it's great to have a clear, energetic, aware, mindful brain at 72. And I just started reading a book by Dick Van Dyke. Folks, look this one up. By the way, it's cheap, too. It was only like $9. It's called Keep Moving. Get this book by Dick Van Dyke. He also has a newer book called 100 Tips to Live to 100. But in this book, Keep Moving, he says, sure, I feel like 100 years old. But sometimes I feel like a kid at 15. And that's the deal. So your products, I think, have played a big part. And that's my testimonial to you about what you provide at BrainHealthFormulas.com. What is BrainHealthFormulas.com?
Well, we are a natural, we are a supplement company. We focus on brain health. And how we got started was based on my own health issues. I was diagnosed with numerous autoimmune disorders. I was diagnosed with numerous neurological disorders. I'd seen specialists from endocrinologists, cardiologists, oncologists, the kidney doctors, I don't know what remember what they're called, neurologists. I've seen 6 different types of specialists. I had seen, and so one of the first ones, the first doctors I went to was an endocrinologist, and he asked him, he assumed based on my history, my life, that I probably was suffering from traumatic brain injury, which could be the cause of all of my autoimmune disorders and all the neurological disorders I was diagnosed with. And so I kept that in the back of my mind going through this 4 or 5 years of chaos. And so jumping ahead, I was diagnosed with estimated to have less than 6 months to live based on brain degradation. So I was diagnosed with fully developed dementia by the age of 44 and estimated to have less than 6 months to live because my brain was failing. That was the end point. And so during this time frame, I was aware that my entire life was spiraling. And I was donating blood as often as every week because my blood would get too thick. I had a resting heart rate of 140 beats per minute. That was before I got out of bed. That was before I had moved. My heart was contracting that hard. 140 beats per minute. Some people do cardio these days, and they still do not get their heart rate up that high. So that's just to give some, this is what I went through. This is not a story. This is something I can't make up. This is what I experienced. And so this is what gave me, what I was forced to either develop something to heal myself, or the end result was just die, because medicine doesn't really have a way to repair our brains. And we're experiencing something in our body. Our body is the end result, not the beginning. That's not the cause. When we experience what we feel odd, That's the end point. That's not the beginning point, because it starts in our brain first. Our brain doesn't process emotion. The emotion is what we experience in our body. So it's a little different. And so if we're experiencing abnormalities in our body, that's because the brain's not working properly. And so what we focus on is how do we heal the brain? How to repair the brain? And so I developed a natural amino acid complex to start this whole process. And this is how I developed my original product called Restore. And it took about 6 months to reverse just about all my autoimmune disorders, another year to develop, to repair majority of my memories. And so from there, here we are almost 6 years later, and I'm still alive. My brain's working better than ever. We've been working with John almost 2 years now, and we just keep going.
2 years, wow.
End of January, 2 years.
Oh, okay. What was the thing about the heart rate?
I had a resting heart rate of 140 beats per minute for almost all of 2019.
You know how to get your heart rate up? Drive to the corner of 2nd and Wells in Reno. There is apparently this female insurance agent, and it's a billboard advertising her, and this the cleavage, Derek, is enormous. It's, I'm sorry, I went off track. So,
he wouldn't memory. Need the up and away.
There you go.
That's right. You don't have to buy your up and away. You just,
yeah.
2nd of Wells, anyway. Where was I? Okay. So, that's your beginning. Now, you went on this crash course to learn all about the brain.
Yeah.
What sources did you use, or was this just pure experimentation on your part?
I did a tremendous amount of research, you know, not being able to remember one day to the next. So what I've always been able to do is learn by repeating patterns. So I do pattern recognition. And so what I did is I ended up memorizing all this stuff rather than learning it. So because I couldn't recall the information, but I can memorize patterns. And even at that stage, I could still memorize patterns. The problem was at that time, I couldn't talk about it. So people didn't know I was learning anything, but I was storing data. I was generating information. And so I could associate from tracking patterns and then develop a pattern. And so this is how I kind of started tracking my spiraling down as my brain was failing. So that's how I was able to do it. And I still function this way. So as going through all my health issues, I'm developing this huge pattern of recognition of not only how I was spiraling down and dying, but also building this whole construction in my head of how the body actually functions, how my body actually functioned. And this is how I'm able to do what I do now is I'm inputting data into how I'm repairing myself. And every time I figure out a new formula to repair a different mechanism in me, we start testing with other people, other volunteers, to see if we can have that same improvement with other people. So I test everything on myself because my whole body's still repairing itself as we're turning on different systems. I mean, we just recently developed a Dopexil. That's a few months old.
I took mine this morning.
It's great.
I get
probably 10 to 20 calls a week of people just telling me at random, I feel great. I'm 75 years old. I feel better now than I have my entire life.
It is super stuff. My combination now is the Restore. Never quit the Restore.
Yeah.
Still doing the Restore. My wife, too. The Shilajit I'm running out. And the new Neurogenesis.
Neurogenesis, right? Great.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. And what did I say? Oh, and I'm out of Dragon's Blood, but I'm doing fine. I mean, I could probably just, you know, feel like this on Restore by itself. But the combinations, and I never go for more than three of your capsules per day, just outstanding. This is a much more fulfilling and thrilling thing for you to do than your previous career before you had the brain injury, which was what?
I was in environmental remediation. So what I was used to do was I was an operator with heavy equipment. I operated a lot of bulldozers and excavators, even some scrapers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for 15 years. I loved it.
It sounds like you would make an outstanding living doing that, but instead you went with your love of researching and learning about brain health.
Yeah. What I found interesting is that to me it's similar in a lot of ways. It's all pattern recognition. It's understand. So I've always functioned. So there's everyone. Most people function, or their career is, you function within this box, right? We mm-hmm. function within what we know. We function from what people have taught us how to do things, and I look at that as limited, and I try to find where's the boundaries and why don't we look outside these boundaries and then look at the box. Because that's where all the information is. That's how we expand into something different. This is how we be different. This is how we can generate something different. And so this is my same approach I do with everything that we do at Brain Health Formulas, is science says X, Y, and Z. Medicine says X, Y, and Z. Well, what about everything else outside of those parameters?
Oh, I know.
And so this is where we function. We function outside the box because science and medicine only know specific things. Pharmaceuticals develop drugs to target a specific effect, but they don't necessarily tell you all the side effects that you could get or you could have, like people who take high amounts of statins. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. do. I'm just providing information. Yeah. High amounts of statins, pharmaceuticals and doctors don't tell yeah. you. If you've been taking statins for 30 years, your memory is going to really take a hit 20 to 30 years later. They don't tell you that. They just have reduced your cholesterol, but nobody looks at cholesterol either. What is cholesterol? Did your doctor ever tell you what cholesterol is, where that comes from? Mm-hmm. Our liver makes cholesterol. If our liver is making cholesterol and we're taking a statin to reduce cholesterol, what we're really doing is we're stunting the function of how the liver regulates cholesterol. So we're compromising the liver by regulating cholesterol with a drug.
It's unnatural, just like pharmaceuticals, and you are using what nature gave us with amino acids and such, and Chinese herbs and such at brainhealthformulas.com to help brain health, memory, and also prevention of debilitating issues with the brain. So anyway, I gave my testimonial, and you got some. Let's talk about those after the break, okay? Your most recent testimonials. And we're taking calls, too, if you have a question, folks. 775-884-9910. In the meantime, go to the website, brainhealthformulas.com. I'm John Potter. One more segment with Derek Lee, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 950.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Truth. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. It's Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. I am a fan of several podcasts. Mainly, I like Bill Maher's Club Random and the Huberman Lab from Andrew Huberman. He is a well-known neuroscientist, author, and podcaster, and I caught a brain health episode from Mr. Huberman. He says these are the important ingredients for brain health, and I like your take on this, Derek. And one we've discussed before, and I think you might even use this yourself, he says an important ingredient for brain health is creatine.
I believe there's a lot of validity to that. The creatine helps get fluid, water into muscle cells, and so I think a lot of degradation of the brain as we age has to do with lack of fluid.
And the rest are foods, and this is pretty much in order of importance for optimum brain health. Number one, fish.
Yep, a lot of good fats, healthy fats.
Number two, eggs.
A lot of healthy fats.
Mr. Huberman says you could just live on nothing but eggs and you will have superb growth and nourishment.
I agree.
Meat is number three.
Yep, I agree.
Number four, walnuts. Why do they have to be so expensive? And finally, number five, he says dark purple berries.
Yep. Dark vegetables, purple fruits, purple vegetables. Anything that has a dark purple has tons of anthocyanins, and I actually believe fruits and vegetables that are purple or dark color in nature are arguably some of the original fruits on the planet. They've been here for thousands of years.
775-884-9910. So every week you tell me about what people are saying about your products at brainhealthformulas.com. What are the latest testimonials?
So yesterday alone, I probably had roughly 10 calls calling me and thanking me for Dopexil. Those 10 people.
That's the serotonin generating product of yours.
Dopamine, yeah. They both have anti-anxiety.
I always mix those two up.
There's a lot of crossover with how we feel. And so a lot of roughly 10 people called and said, I've been taking Dopexil for about a month now, and this is probably the best Thanksgiving I have ever had. Nobody fought. We all got along, and I just felt great. I was standing in the kitchen from 5 in the morning till we ate, and then I had plenty of energy to clean up afterwards. Nobody got upset. Everything worked out smoothly, and so it's just this is the type of effects Dopexil is having with people is people just have more energy. They're feeling good. They're feeling better about themselves. They can get more done. Everything just works more efficiently. And so that's majority of the calls I got yesterday.
Well, I'm very careful with my Dopexil. I only take it when I want to feel really good. Like I take it before this show every Saturday. How long do the effects last when you take a capsule of Dopexil for your dopamine?
I notice benefits for 12 hours at least. So what I do in the morning is I'll take one capsule of Neurogenesis, I'll take one capsule of Dopexil, one capsule of J147, and then I also take Restore. I take all of those together, and that's all I take of those all day. I have a tremendous amount of energy. My mind is super clear. I can process information. I can remember things way more efficiently than I ever could before. and it's just continually improves and increases every day. And so when I first developed Opexil, I was taking one capsule twice a day. I pushed it to three times a day for a couple of days just to see if there's any more benefit. Then I went back to two times a day, and now I'm only taking one capsule once a day in combination with those other components, because I feel they compound, and I just feel great all day, and I have infinite amount of energy, and I sleep better and more sound at night.
You too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. All right, final 45 seconds. Go for it.
Just want to let everyone know we had a tremendous amount of sales with our sale. And so we're a little behind. Just nobody be concerned. All your packages are going to get to you. We had overwhelming response from that sale. So thank you very much. And everything's coming.
All right. Big things are happening.
Thank you, John.
Including a new storefront on the way. Oh, that's outstanding. Watching you grow. Thanks, Derek. We'll see you again next Saturday. And I met every word of my personal testimonial. You can take it to the bank, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All right. See you, buddy. All right, Fox News is up next. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'll be back in a short while. FM News Talk time, 9:58.